There we go. I want to share with you this morning something from the book of James, and it's part of a series I'm doing with some of our churches, and it's on the title of Building Christian Character. Building Christian Character. So this is just part of it this morning, and it's the subject of learning to deal with problems. Learning to deal with problems. Now I'm going to read a few verses then from James chapter 1, verse 1. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Don't let that man think or suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He's double-minded and unstable in all his ways. So James giving some very clear counsel there about what happens when we're going through trials, difficulties, temptations, problems. Now, I'm hoping today, if time allows, to deal with a couple of things that I think are really important that God wants to show all of us. The first is this: God wants to deal with people with problems and problem people. And that's really all of us. Yeah, look at me in the face. Yeah, all of us. Okay? Because we all have problems. We all have problems. And how we deal with them determines whether life turns us into problem people. So, what is James saying here? First of all, he says this: when you face trials, not if, when. So the first thing that we need to grasp is that they are going to happen. We are going to actually be faced with problems in our life. And he says, let patience, which the word is endurance. It's not a passive waiting for our problem just to end, that we can do something. We can be active. The word in the original language there actually means to be under a heavy load. That's what the problem is, a trial, a difficulty. And rather than running or escaping from it, that we actually stay under it so that our faith can be tested. Our faith can be tested. See, I believe it's a trial and a problems in our life which reveal where our faith is, how we deal with it. The thing is, James says here, count it all joy. Yes, joy. That's what he says. Count it all joy. And that actually means to be cheerful when you've got problems. It means without moaning, getting bitter, being resentful. It actually means to have a calmness of spirit and to delight in God. Count it all joy. Now, for those of you who have just widen your eyes to say, is this guy for real? Yes, this is what God's word says. So what are we meant to learn from problems in our lives? Well, the first thing I would say is this. Looking at my own life before I knew the Lord Jesus Christ, I would have to say, most problems I had, I caused myself. And so, if I want to learn how to deal with problems, I need to begin with an acknowledgement that problems can come to a greater or lesser degree. They can come in health, they can come in employment, they can come in finances, they can come in your family, they can come in your marriage. They can come from all different quarters. But what I've realized now as a born-again Christian is this, that we live in a fallen world. And if we live in a fallen world, what happens is We have to acknowledge that many of our problems as fallen creatures are our own fault. We've chosen to do things. Some are not our fault. Like years ago, when just not long been married and was serving God, pioneering a church in West Yorkshire. And I'd been blessed with a three-wheeler Reliant. And I decided to have a new tyre put on the front because it's only got one tyre, one wheel. And the guy was apprentice who put the new wheel on was so aggressive in tightening up the nuts that actually he overdid it and wore out all the threads. And I was driving back through Barnsley, through an industrial estate, and my front wheel fell off. Now you can imagine that on a three-wheeler, it's quite a problem. And I was supposed to be picking my wife up. And the thing was, because when your front wheel goes in a Robin Reliant, what happens is you nosedive into the road, which means then you can't open the door. So I had a lot of traffic behind me, and because of the wobble as the wheel came off, I ended up stuck in the middle of the road. So oncoming traffic and traffic behind me, I stopped everything in Barnsley at rush hour. And at that moment, I was thinking, shall I count this all joy? Because it wasn't my fault. And yet I had to sort it out. I saw the funny side later, but at the time, it was a problem. So basically, I had to climb out of the window, and the only thing I could do was watch the people's faces and quickly, with my right hand, pick up the front of the three-wheeler and pull it into the forecourt of a factory, then rush back out and move the wheel. And there were some very pleasant comments as people drove past me once I'd got it out of the way. And yet it wasn't my fault. So I suppose the greatest thing was when Mary, when I looked up, was part of the queue because she'd got on a bus knowing I wasn't coming. And Mary went by on the bus and saw me and immediately looked as though she didn't know me. And and I was left to sort out the problem. So I want to acknowledge that in life too. There are some problems that are not of our own making. And some are funny when you look back on them. But others have big repercussions. But if we go back to that first one, I want to say, because of this fallen world in which we live in, acknowledging that many of the problems that we have are our own fault. That's why the Bible, when we read it, the message of Jesus was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The word repentance actually means to stop going your way, what's caused your problems, and turn and go God's way, because he's got an answer for us that will help us overcome our problems. So we need to face them realistically in our lives. I don't know if they're like me, you've sometimes met a person, no matter what happens in life, it's never their fault. Well, one of the things that God does when he comes into our lives, when Christ changes us, is that we acknowledge, hey, that's me. We just heard in that lovely testimony. We acknowledge our need and God's power and God's salvation. So we need to face problems realistically. I do think it's possible to live our lives in denial. No, I haven't got a problem. We can live our lives running away from them. I've lived in Norfolk a long time now as a pastor. You would not believe how many people I've had to say, go back to where you came from, because actually they came for the wrong reasons. The most important thing is in our lives as Christians is to know where we should be, what God wants of us. Excuse me. So we can't run away. People have run to Norfolk to run away from somewhere else for whatever reasons. And unless they're going to let God into their problems, change is going to be very difficult. Then, of course, there's those not only deny and escape, but there's others who rationalize. Oh, well, it's because I'm like my dad. he had this problem and I've got it, and so on. Well, they got divorced, so I got, you know, it'll happen to me. I want to tell you that's not to face up to the realities of the fact that we ourselves need to be changed. That's what changes our problems, when we are changed. When we find, through God's grace, that God's word gives us a different way to live. So we face them realistically, and we acknowledge personal responsibility. That's what the Bible calls repentance. And when we do that, God then moves us into a renewed mind. A renewed mind. So we see from that point, any problems that we actually commit, any things that we do, that we have in our lives, often are to do with sin. And we have to acknowledge that. But once I've recognized that Jesus can cleanse me and change me, I can move on to this renewed mind. And from Scripture and by the Holy Spirit, I've learned this, that I'm now not surprised when I get problems. I can be prepared. Romans 12 says you can be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So I've learned that some problems come and I just can't take them all personally. Water off a duck's back. Because I've learned that God begins to use everything in my life to change me, to build the character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. So here's the good news. We all are going to get problems. They are inevitable. They are unpredictable. They are multiple in type. And they are also purposeful in God's working in our lives. See, when you face that, whatever comes, you know that God is able to get you through. So how do you respond to problems? How do I respond to problems? Well, I think to begin with, I would say this. I acknowledge that my life belongs to God. If you're a Christian today, you're bought with a price. The price of the blood of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you. If you're not, here's the good news. You can be. Your problems can change the moment you begin to trust in the one who can solve your problems. Because you know what? God gave us this book, the Bible. It's the manual for life. It's the manual for how we can live to please God. And that only not only will please God, it will actually please us in our lives, how we live. So acknowledge those things. They're going to come. Inevitable, unpredictable, multiple in type, purposeful for God to change me. See, the thing is, sometimes God does bring a problem and he miraculously delivers us. Think, wow, can I have that every time, please? But it doesn't happen every time. Sometimes we must go through them. The good news is, Hebrews 13 tells us in verse 5, that he will never leave us or forsake us. That he'll be with us through every problem. So once I know that my life is in God's hands and I'm secure in God's promises and in his word in my life, what do I do? Well, I do what David and others did in the Bible. If you want to read a good psalm today, read Psalm 13. David had lots of problems, lots of difficulties. But you know what he found the answer was? Draw near to God. Draw near to God. Then you will find the promises, the truth applying to your life. Yeah, God sometimes will protect you. Sometimes he'll let you go through things. But listen to what Jesus says. I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16, verse 33. He's overcome. And he's living in our lives as believers. He's never going to leave us or forsake us. So drawing near to him is the best thing I can do. In fact, in life, I guess, as a pastor, what I've found is that sometimes God gets our attention with problems. so that where we were drifting and going our own way, and now we become to a realization that we need God. I was talking to somebody recently. He said, you know, what I've just been through, it's made me realize how close I need to live to God. So draw near to God, because Jesus promises you peace. It's not wrong to ask God to intervene. In Psalm 86 and Psalm 18, David said, come on, God, where are you? Intervene in this situation. He asked for guidance. Psalm 31, lead me, guide me. How do I get through this? Show me the way. Meditate on God's word. See, I'm sure you'll acknowledge that many times in your past, in your life up till this point, God has been faithful and brought you through. And very often, the word of God has helped you, given you hope. He spoke before, he can speak again. Find support from mature believers. Be careful who you take advice from. But take advice from those who walk with God. Let your faith be purified through your problems. Matthew 14, when they all got in the boat to go and the storm came to the other side, Jesus had said that. Let's go over to the other side. He didn't say, let's go into the storm. He said, let's go over to the other side. So your faith can be purified. Jesus wants us to be moved by, not by the obvious, but by the actual. Sometimes we get so locked into our problems, we can forget that God says, hang on a minute. I've got a problem. You've got a problem, but I've got an answer for this if you'll seek me. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 says we're to walk by faith, not by sight. Many years ago, somebody, when I was going through a problem as a Christian, said this: don't accept your present temporary situation as your future permanent situation. You're just going through, and God's already planned a way out. Already planned a way out. We walk by faith, not by sight. As far as God's concerned, you're already on the other side of that problem. You just got to walk with your hand in his. Let patience then have its perfect work in your life. Be active in your response to problems that are coming upon you. You might have got some here this morning. As I'm speaking to you, think, oh dear, I wish, you know, and I tell you, I put the news on at the moment, and there's certain BBC female reporters, I'm not saying that to be sexist, but there's one that I don't want to listen to because nothing positive seems to come out of her mouth. It's doom and gloom, and it's like, oh, forecasts, terrible, unemployment. What? Let me remind you this morning, you belong to God. We all, as believers, know that ultimately, he's in charge. So, God is using these problems now to change us to become more like the Lord Jesus Christ. So, what can I do? Well, I can accept this problem has got an answer. And sometimes when they're completely beyond our ability naturally, it's an opportunity for God to step in supernaturally. Thank God for the times that he has done that. So, what can I do? James says, count it all joy. Rejoice. Just know that in trusting the Lord, you're actually able to come through any problem or situation. I read this scripture the other day. I've been reading the Message Bible. And Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21 to 24. If you can get a hold of a Message Bible, read it today. It's just really blessed me. It says this: but there's one other thing I remember, and remembering, I keep a grip on hope. God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They're created new every morning. How great is your faithfulness? I'm sticking with God. And I say it over and over. He's all I've got left. I thank God sometimes that problems have brought me into a new revelation of who God is in my life. And I believe this morning there's those two things I want to leave with you. The first is simply this, that I have to acknowledge sometimes I'm the problem. And as far as God's concerned, that's not a problem because he's made provision. That's why Jesus came and lived a life problem free. No. But his response was to show us how we can actually have victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Jesus showed us that. And so this morning he's made provision. You might say, Paul, I've so many problems and most of them I'm doing myself. Well, then the answer is to come to God's provision. To come to the Lord Jesus Christ this morning in repentance. Don't be in denial. Don't try and run away from it. Don't rationalize it. Say, I'm a sinner. Man, I take responsibility for my sin. And I realize I need to be free from these problems so that God can change me. Thank God he's able to do that for you this morning. And then when you've accepted the Lord Jesus, realize that he's able to renew your mind. Yeah, problems are going to come. Can't stop them. But the difference is, I've got somebody now who, as Lamentation says, I'm sticking with God. Yes, I'm going to keep on saying it over and over. He's all I've got. So that in my life, it becomes a way of life to trust God. Sometimes, yeah, study for another time. You'll have to watch sometime on worry. Why it's not good to worry. But when we learn these lessons this morning, hey, God is going to bring me through and he's going to bring you through to the other side. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye.